Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
And the
I'm Omar Reese with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Giants are making John Harbaugh their next head coach. He spent the last 18 seasons as the Ravens head coach and now goes to a team that has had five full-time head coaches during that span. Harbaugh also had interest from the Falcons and Titans, but ultimately landing in New York. Meanwhile, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is in the market for a new offensive coordinator. He said his goal will be looking for a play caller who will help Philly continue to evolve as an offense. Elsewhere, 49ers linebacker Fred Warner will be out for Saturday's game against the Seahawks. Head coach Kyle Shanahan confirming Warner will not be activated off injured reserve as he works his way back from a broken ankle. And Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes saying Thursday that rehab on his torn ACL from last December is going great so far. He wants to be ready for week one of next season and said the doctor told him it is a possibility. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Presented by Robinhood.
He crosses, spins, pulls up.
With Robinhood prediction markets, buy or sell your predictions all game long. No house odds, just you versus the market. Put your sports IQ to work. Trade every shot, block, steal, run, and moment that shifts the game. With Robinhood prediction markets, trade every play. Visit Robinhood.com/predict to start trading. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available, as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, January 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
District Attorney issues official statement on ICE protests. City of Paso Robles invites community to coffee with the city event. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. County District Attorney Dan Dow released a statement yesterday addressing protests and ICE-free zones. The release says the rights to peacefully protest, petition the government, and exercise free speech in public forums is a constitutional right they respect. At the same time, the release says, activities that cross the line into violence and other criminal conduct are not. The release continues, when protest activity becomes unlawful, it may result in arrest or prosecution. District Attorney Dan Dow in the release said, I always support the rights of people to protest. However, I strongly urge those who do so to do so safely within the limits of both federal and California law. The release then addresses questions regarding the concept of so-called ICE-free zones. These are symbolic designations, according to the release, and do not override federal jurisdiction. Local and state governments do not have the authority to prohibit lawful federal enforcement activities. Pastorville's Public Works has announced two upcoming closures for Scott and Olive Street. The Olive Street closure will start Tuesday, January 20th, and will be closed for a week. The closure will be on Olive between 8th and 9th Street. A detour will be available through Vine Street. The Scott Street closure will only be for a single night on Tuesday, January 20th, 5 p.m. to 7 a.m. Scott Street will be fully closed from Creston to Via Ramona for work on the Scott Street sewer project. City of Paso Robles invites community to coffee with the city. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place Friday, January 30th at 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Coffee with the City is an informative and informational community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. The city's website says, each session of Coffee with the City is scheduled for approximately 1 hour. Key topics for the January 30th meeting include looking back at key accomplishments in 2025, looking ahead at priorities for 2026, and introductions to staff members that were added over the last year. No registration for the event is required. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The event starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown city park, with a commemoration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. The program will feature guest speakers and uplifting musical performances in Dr. King's honor. Afterwards will be two service opportunities where neighbors can get back together by volunteering. The two opportunities are a care package service project at the Paso Robles City Library or a mulch beautification service project at Robbins Field. These will go from 10 to 11:30 a.m., and participants will receive a special commemorative gift and access to a luncheon at 11:30. You can sign up for one of the volunteer projects at the City of Paso Robles website. The City of Atascadero invites the public to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony for its outdoor skate area. This will take place Friday, January 16th at 4:30 p.m. at George C. Beatty Skate Park, 5493 Traffic Way. A-Town Park offers 7,000 square feet of outdoor skating areas and 8,000 square feet of indoor space. The area has received a vibrant facelift with exterior paint upgrades and new improvements to enhance the experience. City of Atascadero invites the community to join them for this celebration tonight, with refreshments available, and to learn more about the programs and camps offered in local recreation. In sports for the NFL, playoffs continue this weekend. On Saturday, KPR will have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30 p.m. Then on Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at 3:15. In the NBA, yesterday the Hornets beat the Lakers 135-117, the Warriors over the Knicks 126-113, the Trailblazers beat the Hawks 117-101, the Thunder over the Spurs 111-91. Tonight, the Kings will face the Wizards, the Clippers will go against the Raptors. On Saturday, the Warriors will face the Nuggets, and the Lakers will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, Kaiser Affiliates, based in Oakland, California, settled a lawsuit alleging Medicare fraud. The allegation says that Kaiser pressured physicians to falsify medical records to receive higher reimbursements. Kaiser settled for $556 million, but the settlement does not admit any wrongdoing. The San Jose City Council voted unanimously earlier this week to ban U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents from using city garages, parking lots, and parking areas of community centers and libraries. Santa Clara has enacted a similar policy, blocking ICE agents from using county-owned lots, garages, and other spaces. A federal judge ruled that the Trump administration's lawsuit against California regarding voting records was unprecedented and illegal. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit seeking detailed voting records and personal data on registered California voters. District Justice David O. Carter said, quote, "There cannot be unbridled consolidation of all elections power in the executive branch without action from Congress." Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Building robots for agriculture is a challenging task. Getting them distributed to farm country is a whole other challenge altogether. Burrow founder Charlie Anderson explained why this is challenging for highly specialized farm technology and how he solved it with his versatile human-scale machines.
To go broad and mass market, you really have to sell through dealers. I don't see another way. But there are 17,000 dealers across the U.S. and Canada that sell agriculture, forestry, construction equipment, and kind of commercial landscaping stuff. There's no way to replicate that access without selling through that dealer channel. If you're selling through a dealer, what is a dealer's job to be done versus a customer's job to be done? And what I've found is that a dealer's job to be done is to carry one thing that is not a one-trick pony, but actually one thing that can do a couple very high-volume jobs to be done. And so in my view, what John Deere and Kubota and CNH and Cat and others have done is they built a line of products or a brand that a dealer can carry that appeals to agriculture, construction, mining, forestry, consumer, and a couple other areas. And the reason they do that is that if you don't do that, then a group in the area can't carry enough of a product to actually make money off of it.
Learn more at burrow.ai.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michaels Optical.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Pass Robles Airport. The California Farm Bureau and other advocacy organizations representing ranchers and rural residents joined in a letter to ask for $30 million in the 2026-27 state budget to fund the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Wolf Program. The program was created to ensure livestock production is not jeopardized by California's recovering gray wolf population. California Farm Bureau and others have been successful in pushing to fund the Livestock Wolf Compensation Program at $5.3 million since 2021. There are currently 10 recognized wolf packs in the state and additional areas of wolf activity. Last year, ranchers saw a significant increase in livestock depredations by apex predators, which are protected under California State and Federal Endangered Species Acts. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John's in Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday through Friday. Low 70s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Upper 60s on Wednesday and Thursday. 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 39 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John's in Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at K. John's. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's mixed news on the economy. Factories were busier than expected last month. The Federal Reserve says industrial production climbed 0.4% in December. Mining production declined, but utilities say their production was up 2.6%. Though confidence among U.S. home builders declined this month, the drop was not expected. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index slipped to a reading of 37, down from 39. In December. Shares of J.B. Hunt Transport Services are down 1.5%. The logistics company says transcontinental load volumes were down in the recent quarter, pushing down revenue. PNC Financial shares, though, up more than 3% after it reported an upbeat quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Bovino Vineyards is entering 2026 with a grand adventure. The Hunt and Gather Winemakers Dinner, Saturday, January 24th at 5 p.m. The Hunt and Gather menu will feature wild game by land, by sea and by air. Venison, halibut, and goose. $175 per person and only 20 seats available. So make your reservations now and begin the grand adventure of 2026. Call Bovino Vineyards or go to bovinovineyards.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. Today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K. John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K. John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K. John's designs in the coming year.
Alrighty, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country, then Diane for a couple hours of wheeling and dealing on the country store where you can buy, sell, you know, wheel, deal, and trade. That's what they do. Jimmy's in. Got issues with your cars, questions? He's there for you. And then we'll jump all the way to Jukebox Saturday night. Mr. Gary Brill will have one of the, well, icons in show business. He can do everything. Dean Martin in the spotlight. That's all here on KPRL.
Chris Stapleton, live in concert. July 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the California Mid-State Fair with special guest Molly Tuttle.
I'm gonna love you till the wheels fall off.
Don't miss Chris Stapleton, live in concert. On sale Friday, January 16th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. A special pre-fair concert presented by the California Mid-State Fair.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mall Hall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Usually, the leader of a gang is the gang's most ruthless person. He does have to set an example. But that wasn't so with the gang led by William Cook, because another member always beat him to the punch when it came to ruthlessness. Cook was born in the Cherokee Nation. His father was white and his mother was Cherokee. Cook served for a while as a military scout, but it didn't pay well. So Cook started peddling whiskey to the Indians in the Creek Nation. When he was 20, he was arrested and brought before hanging judge Isaac Parker. Parker was lenient on him and only gave him a month in jail. During that month, Cook did some planning. And when he got out, he started an outlaw gang. It comprised of about 15 men, and they committed at least a dozen robberies. The gang contained a Crawford Goldsby. Right away, Goldsby's name was changed to Cherokee Bill. Cherokee Bill's heritage was a regular United Nations. He was white, black, Mexican, Sioux, and Cherokee. And that mixture created a man who was tall, quick, and really mean. Every gang needed someone who would put fear in their victims. And that man was Cherokee Bill. Actually, he put lead in victims, including merchants, station agents, and express agents. As with most outlaw gangs, William Cook's didn't last long. In less than a year, the gang was either dead or in jail. William Cook lasted until January 11, 1895, when he was arrested. Cook again appeared before hanging Judge Isaac Parker. Because Parker could find no record of his killing anyone, he was sentenced to 45 years. But that was just as effective because William Cook died within 5 years. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tatchy Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Community Celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The event starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown City Park with a commemoration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service. Then from 10 to 11:30 a.m. will be two volunteer opportunities, one for the library and another for Robbins Field. County District Attorney Dan Dow released a statement yesterday addressing protests in ice-free zones. The release says the rights to peacefully protest, petition the government, and exercise free speech is a constitutional right the DA's office respects. Quote, at the same time, activities that cross the line into violence and other criminal conduct are not, the release says. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump weighing his options in the Middle East as the administration considers the next step with Iran.
We are learning from military sources that the U.S. is sending at least one aircraft carrier to that region right now. We don't know yet if it's going to be the USS Abraham Lincoln that's currently in the South China Sea, or if it's one of the two carriers that just left Norfolk.
White House correspondent Aisha Hosni, Charlie Kirk's alleged killer, Tyler Robinson, in court today. His legal team wants to disqualify the Utah County Attorney's Office from the case since a prosecutor's adult child was at the event when Kirk was gunned down. A nightmare commute in Tokyo. A power outage slams train service, affecting about 673,000 riders. First responders had to escort some passengers out of stranded trains and walk along the tracks to safety. America's listening to Fox News.
Unwind with social hour at Cella Ristorante and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine, and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails aged for 30 days for exceptional depth and flavor. Let the Paso evenings begin.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Saeed, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But yeah, no, we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the mid-30s. And for you Saturday, high clouds and sunshine, mid-70s. Same Sunday, low 70s Monday, Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and then mid-60s a week from today. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 7:12 a.m., 5:14 p.m. We are, it's 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. And remember, you will love the Milgard Trinsic Series and those, the windows and the doors. Okay, let's see here. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. And you can, of course, get ready to go here. 238-5775 is one on the backstretch ahead of home. Text that 75. And Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. 238-5775-238 KPRL as we're set and ready to go with our final version of this week. Alrighty, coming up.
KPRL.
Oh, you said that twice. Okay, all right. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Depending on who's in the captain's seat, Darsha and Kenny, or Kenny and Darsha. That's Open Mic Friday. Also, we'd like to announce, or I would like to announce, the winner of the trivia this week. Gift certificate from Joe's Place, Mr. Jim Lemon. Mr. Jim Lemon, you got 30 days to pick this up and enjoy. Always call ahead. The office is closed today and will be closed Monday. Figure it out. That's the 1230 number to call to do that there. So, all right, folks, what would you rather have, an XKE or a Corvette? I'd go with the XKE. Although I heard they're a pain in the neck. That's what I heard. I love the look of those cars. I like Corvettes, but man, if you're going to buy me one, that's what I would do. Okay. Let's see here. What did we have here? Welfare fraud coming to a state near you. Now by the way, I want to ask somebody a question. Maybe you'll be able to answer this. I was watching one of the cars that was the federal ICE cars or whatever vehicle being broken into, and they took out some guns, and then there was some personal information about the officers. And the first thing I thought was, why in the heck do you leave a locked vehicle in a zone where riots are going on with guns and the personal information of officers in it? How stupid is that? I mean, you probably saw the video on camera of them getting into the trunk and getting this stuff. Is law enforcement or whatever that inept? Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, take the XKE and put a small block Chevy or a LS engine in it. Solves all your problems.
Aren't those XKEs 12-cylinder?
Yes, they are.
That's the only...
can duplicate the performance of the 12-cylinder with a small block Chevy by putting about 500 pounds of cement in the back of with the V12.
Well, I don't care about the power. I just love the style of those old XKEs.
Oh, that is one of the, actually the D was before it, but yeah, that is a sexy car.
Yeah, that long front nose on it?
They're beautiful.
They are, but I heard a lot of those British things, they're not reliable.
Well, like I said, put a small block Chevy in it, you'll never look back.
Well, if I ever win the lotto, I might do that.
That's what it would take these days.
A lot of those old cars are just great. You know, I know I was announcing the Pioneer Day Parade, and they had a whole bunch of Corvettes, and they were from the 50s to the new ones. And no offense to the people who have the new ones, but the new ones don't compete, to me, as far as looks with the old ones.
No. Well, they designed them by eye and I can't think of their names right now, the guys that designed those things. But now they're all designed by computer and wind tunnel. So it's just a different era. You know, look at the jet planes were the same way. I mean, when they first came out, you could always tell the difference. But now, like I said, they're all built by a computer and a wind tunnel, and therefore they kind of look the same.
Well, they do, but I mean, the new vets look like the Batmobile, and I just...
Hey, bang for your buck, though, you can't. I mean, they can keep up with cars that cost four times as much as they do. They're amazing.
Oh boy, it's I mean, again, it's people's preference and taste, but you know, even with the vets, you give me from the 50s and off and on through the 70s the model, that I just think that that's why they're called classics, I guess.
Well, but you know something? Everybody's got their taste. And if you look at Corvettes, there's people that love each generation way more than the other. So,
well, okay. So did you ever or still have a fantasy car you'd love to have?
You know something? I own them both. So,
you what?
I own both of my fantasy cars, so to say. I mean, I guess over the years I had fantasy cars, but I'm glad I got over them before I bought them.
Well, fortunately, I shouldn't say that. Well, I don't know that people that are going to buy those classics, that they know how to work on cars.
You kind of have to, otherwise it's, well, you know, there's Model A people out there, and there's people that have old English sports cars, and you know, probably once you get up into the 70s, you're kind of out of it. But a lot of those cars just took, I mean, every Saturday you were tinkering on something.
Well, you know, again, if people like doing that, more power to them.
That's what I mean. That's half the fun.
And, you know, also on the other side, for, you know, some of the people, that they have enough money for people to do it for them. So, again, good for them.
Well, that's, like I said, to keep somebody else in business. That's how the world works.
Yeah, see, I would need a lot of money, because I don't even like putting gas in my vehicle. And And I have no desire to want to work or know how to even work on one. So I would be, you know, I'd have to be have Elon Musk money.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the show.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, let's see here. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday, if you're so inclined.
Sure.
I was 10 years old, and
I was too.
My parents were going to buy a new car. And I lobbied really, really hard for a Corvette. And they thought about it for a little while. But I guess they decided it wasn't really practical. So they ended up with a 67 Camaro. But anyway, between the Jaguar and the Corvette, what the Corvette that I really would love to have would be one from the generation right before they went to the mid-engine.
Well, what years are those?
You know, the mid-engine's been out for, I'm going to say 2019, maybe 2019, 2018, they came out with the mid-engine. I'm not exactly sure. But the generation right before that, it was, you know, the front engine, and the styling, to me, seemed very reminiscent of the classic Corvette styling, and I really liked it. And I'm not too sure about the mid-engine ones.
Well, again, you know, engines aside, when I look at them from the different eras, I just look at the style of the body style, and man, they stand out. It's, you know, it's similar to when they, you know, the old T-Bird.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they started to tinker with that body, and by, what, the mid to late 60s, it didn't resemble even, you know, it wasn't close to a T-Bird.
Not even close. Not even close. I remember we were in Denver when I was a kid. We went on vacation, and my uncle or my mom's uncle or somebody loaned us their car, and it was a 66 Thunderbird, and that thing was huge. It was a nice car, but it was not like the 1950s Thunderbirds.
Mm-mm. Yeah, with the round window there on the sides.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was, I think a lot of us would remember that from American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
And
they came back with the Thunderbird. I mean, they had that one Thunderbird back in the 80s and 90s, and then it kind of went away, and they came back with one that kind of looked like a sports car. Remember that?
Yep, I do.
I kind of liked those, but I don't think they did very well.
No, they didn't, but you know what's kind of funny about that? I wonder if somebody that had one and they ended up passing the street, you know, on this alongside of the original Thunderbird. That would be kind of, I don't know how they would feel. That's like,
I like seeing
somebody in a, you know, the new Mustangs that they've had the last few years, which, you know, they're okay looking, but when they come across somebody with an original Mustang.
Yeah, it's very different. There's a guy down the street from me, and he has an old fastback.
Oh yeah,
Mustang.
Yeah,
and yeah, I don't know what he's doing with it. He's just—it's been sitting there for many, 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 many years. But it, you know, those were cool. The original Mustang was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was, and there's quite a few people here in this area that have old bodies of old cars that have been sitting in their garage for many, many years.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I don't know. You know, I would love to buy an old classic car, but you know what? Unless I had the money to have somebody else fix it up, it would just sit there.
Yeah, well, that's the same with me. Be fun, and but I've never asked the people that have the older cars how reliable they are, because I'd hate to have something like that, and I want to go out for a weekend drive, and I have to worry about it breaking down or, you know, just something happening.
Yeah, well, it depends on how old, you know, you're talking about, and of course, you know, the brand. Like, I don't know if I'd want to take a really, really old Jaguar out on a drive up Highway 1 to Monterey. But I don't know. There are some cars that are, I mean, they just run.
Yeah.
I had a Plymouth Valiant.
Oh,
that thing, yeah, the Slant 6. That thing just ran.
Was it four-door and gray?
Let's see. I actually had two of them. The first one was four-door and blue. That was a 68. The next one that I had several years later was a 67, and it was kind of tan in color.
Mm-hmm.
But... The
Valiant was my brother's first car. He bought it from my grandfather.
Oh, what year was it?
Oh, gosh. It must have been let's see here. My brother, probably a 62. I think it had three on the column.
Oh, my gosh. I love those. My favorites would be, I would love to have a 1960 Valiant. But I would take a 61, 62, 63, 64. I would even go 65. Then they started changing them. Like the 67 I had, it was just a box. But it ran forever. I mean, I was young then, and I needed a car, a cheap car.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cheap car, but it ran forever.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those vehicles did, and then the late 60s to the mid 70s, the American automobiles, they just turned to you know what.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is, okay, if you go on these car websites, you don't see anything from like 1970, I'm going to say 6, 7, 8. Until like 1990.
You mean you're not?
They're all gone.
You're not going to see a Pacer or a Vega?
Oh my gosh. I had a Gremlin.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one.
I, I didn't have a Gremlin. My girlfriend had a Gremlin, but with all of the issues, it was really my Gremlin. Okay. And oh my gosh, you drop the back window a little too hard, and boom, there goes the back window.
Yeah.
And I don't know what was wrong with this Gremlin. It was a manual, and every once in a while, and okay, we're talking 19. When this was going on, we're talking 1981. And so this Gremlin was at the most like 10 years old. I don't think it was even that old. Anyway, it had a manual shift. And every once in a while, something would disconnect underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would have to stop, get under the car, reposition this thing, and then it would run again.
Yeah,
I could shift. Oh, I hated that car.
Well,
oh my God!
Real quick, we forgot about the Pinto, but I do have another phone call. But I appreciate yours.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
All right. I got a picture here of some of the 427 collection editions of the Corvette. Some of them look good, but again, the ones that look like the Batmobile, that's not for me. Go ahead and buy one, and good luck with it. All right. I just like to. By the way, they have some really cool looking cars from different eras out at the Woodland Auto Display. I mean, they are cool, and they are just, as you can imagine, man. You can have your you could put your makeup on with them. They are just so slick looking. Hi, good morning.
Hey, about the Corvette. If anybody else knows what a car crusher looks like. So they have this great big weight, and they drop it on these wrecked cars. Well, I told Lars the other day that that's what the new Corvettes look like, the first drop on a car crusher. He didn't take too well to it. But, yeah, the British cars in general were junk. I mean, I worked on them for 3 years when we first came up here. In fact, I worked on the XJEs a little bit, too. I worked for a dealership down there, but I don't think they were as bad as, like, the MGs and, the older MGs and Austin Healey's and things. But, boy, I don't know how the British kept any airplanes in the air, how they won that war.
Well, my dad had a midlife crisis and decided a good family car would be a Triumph, the Spitfire.
Oh, boy. I worked on a few of those.
And, again, there were five of us in the family. So my dad, he kept the other one, the bigger one. But anyway, and my brother and sister were older. However, he had that thing for about 4 months because my mother said, you get rid of that or I'm getting rid of you.
All right.
That thing was a piece of garbage.
Yep.
It looked nice. You know, it had that cool design, the Triumph thing, with the convertible and the four-speed and stuff. But, man, that thing was in the shop more than it was on the road.
Oh, yeah. That's the way British cars were. Yeah, they were a hoot to drive. I mean, Spitfires and all of that, the Triumph, the GT6, and really a hoot to drive for sure. Anyway.
Okay.
That's my experience.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty, folks, we're just about out of time. Let's see here. Oh, 1919, the 18th Amendment is ratified. Well, it did not prohibit the consumption of alcohol. It did ban the sale, manufacture, and transportation of the alcoholic beverages. Oh, my goodness, what a great decision by the United States of America to help create or enhance organized crime. Yes, indeed. Another brilliant decision by the government of the United States of America. All right, and also the League of Nations was inaugurated in this day in 1921. How did that work?
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place Friday, January 30th at about 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration will return Monday, January 19th. The event starts at 9 a.m. in the downtown City Park, with a commemoration of Dr. King's enduring message of unity, hope, and service.
Then from 10 to 11:30 a.m. will be two volunteer opportunities, one for the library and another for Robbins Field. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, depending on who's in the captain's seat for Open Mic Friday, it's either Darcia and Kenny or Kenny and Darcia. Tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. Then Diane on the concert store. Jimmy's in, making sure your cars are running just fine, mighty fine. Gary on the jukebox. And we also have the NFL game at 12:30, Bills and Broncos. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.